Aliyah on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, around 8 lines from the top. Vanirza Nikna Beretziyah. Anirza is Nikna with Retziyah. Dechsiv Verotza Adainov Es Oznoi Bamarzeya. Vekoine Es Atzmoi Biyoivu Vemises Ha'odain. And Anirza is kind himself, be able to miss his other. Dechsiv va'avodoi, a miyut. He's an eved only for him, and the him is memayit v'loyes haben v'loyes habas. So that means the minute the Odin dies, he goes out free. And it says, lo'oilom, which means lo'ilomoi shel yayin. Now we're going to learn a multitude of halachis be'inyin, the inyin of Retziyah. Tana Rabbono. Marzeya. Marzeya is a ol. Ainli ella marzeya. That only this keli is permissible to make Retziyah. Minayin l'rabois hasul. Asul, so Rashi says, this is a eitz that has a sharp point, which can also make holes. Vahasiro, asiro Rashi says is a koitz, is a type of a sharp wood, or a sharp thorn. Vahamachat a needle, vahamagdach an auger, vahamichtov an a stylus. All these things have a common denominator that they all are sharp. Talmud loyma v'lokachto l'rabbeis kol dovo shenikach biyat. We have here a ribuy of v'lokachto, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly how this limud works. Divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoimel, Rabbi disagrees, that all these kalim are possible for Retziyah. No, you need a kli matres. Ma marzeya miyuchet shel matres. A marzeya is a kli matres. Av kol shel matres. So all these, which are not made out of matres, are possible for Retziyah. Dovar acher. Now this is another drash. Another halacha, ha-marzeya, it says in two places, marzeya, one in Parshas Mishpatim, and one in Re'ei. In Re'ei it says, ha-marzeya, with a hey, lahavi ha-marzeya ha-godol, and we'll wait till the Gemara later explains what this ribuy is and what we learn from this. Oma Rebbe Lozo Yudin, now Rebbe Lozo Yudin, Berivi means a title, he was a very big Talmud Chochem, B'deiroi, Choye Deirish, Shehein Reutzin, now here we're going to speak about, till now we were speaking about the tools which are used to make the Retziyah. Now we are going to speak about in what chelik of the oizen the retziyah is made. So Rabbi Loza Yudin said, "Shein roitzin, ein roitzin, elo bemilso." That is the bottom chelik of the oir, the soft chelik of the bottom chelik of the oizen, the soft chelik of the oizen. That is where the retziyah is made. Where women put their earrings in, that's where the retziyah is made. The chachamim oimrim, the chachamim disagree. There is a baraisa that says, ein eved ivri koyin nirza. An eved ivri koyin cannot become a nirza, mibnei shenase balmum, because, and we'll see what's wrong with making a koyin a balmum, but there is such a maimer that we cannot make retziyah on an eved ivri koyin because he'll become a balmu. Ve'im taima b'milsa heim roitzin. If you will say that the ritzia is done on the bottom chelik of the oizen and the chelik habosa, it seems he does not become a balmum if the anekib is made in that chelik of the oizen. So the ritzia, the whole, is made. The upper chelik of the oizen and the cartilage of the oizen, that is where the ritzia is made, and that is how he becomes a balmum. So therefore, we have this maimer that a eved ivri koyen is not nirza, because we are making him a balmum. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, marzeya, we learn ha marzeya, that comes to be marba marzeya, hagodol, coming beforish my gemara, how we learn this out. Yudin Berivi, Yudin Shmoy, Elazar Yudin, that was his name. V'godel b'deirei hoya, and he was from the g'deirei hadeir, b'chol heichet, the k'rilei Berivi, Loshen Chochme v'charifa, so this is a title on his godless and teire. Ela b'milse, now the shayla is, where is the hole made? So Rabbi Yudah Elazar Yudin Berivi said, Al Yoshel Oizen B'Bosor, in the Chelik HaBosor, V'Loi B'Tnuch, not in the cartilage Chelik, V'Chachomim Oimrim Chilkem Olov. V'Zu Raya Shalahem, and this is their Raya, Kimlon, we have a Kaimalon, Dein Eved Ivri Koyen Nirza, that an Eved Ivri was a Koyen, there is no Din Ritzim, Neisha Nasa Balmu, since he becomes a balmum, b'lo yochel oid loshuv lechizuk harishin, he will not be capable of going back to his previous milas, which means he was before able to do the avodah. And now if he becomes a balmum, he will not be able to do the avodah. V'lekame yofinim v'shovel mishpachtoi, we learn out from this pasuk that he's able, after the avdus ends, he's able to return. Lemurzik shebe mishpacht, it seems, to the milas that he had before the avdus. So the meila v'heichul nase balmum. How could he become a balmum? Vosnan gabimum im nifka. It's called a mum if the cartilage chelik of the ear became nivgam, but if the chelik harach on the bottom of the ear became nivgam, it's not a balmum. And here it says that he's not nirza because he'll become a balmum. So from this we can derive mikan shein roitzin elo begoiva shaloizen, the top chelik of the oizen and the cartilage chelik, and therefore, so now we understand this beraisa that a koyin will not become anirza because this will make him a balmum. Let us go further in the Gemara. B'mai kamifligi. Now, what is the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda? We have a machlokes, which utensils can be used to make ritzia. Rebbe holds only a kli matches. And the chachamim hold, there's a lot of sharp instruments can be used to make the ritzia. So the Gemara explains as follows. The Rebbe dorish kloli uproti. Rebbe, there are many times when we have, in the Torah, we have the words which are generalities, and then, right afterwards, there are words which are particulars. It's only speaking about certain inyanim. So, there's a machlokes, whenever we have such a combination, how is this nidrash? So Rebbe darshins kloli uproti. He says that The first one, which is a generality, is a klal. And the second word, which is speaking about a particular life, and that's a prat. Now he explains, the lokachta klal. The lokachta is a generality. It doesn't say, you can take anything. Marzeya prat. Ba'ozna yubadeles. Then it says later, you put this through, it goes to ozne badeles. Also doesn't specify what it should be. Es chaza v'kolo. Klal uprat uchlal yatadon elokein aprat. So the drash is that it has to be ke'ein haprat, similar to the prat. Ma prat mefeire shal matris. Of course, shal matris doesn't have to be exactly this tool of a marzeya, but it has to be a clean matris. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, but my komiflegi gabi su vesiro, which these are sharp wooden instruments, instruments that are not made out of metal. What is the machlokes? So the Gemara says, Rebbe dorish kloli uproti. B'chol ha-teire, in kol ha-teire kula, mekayim shekoilo, the teire generalizes, upoiret, and then the teire speaks about particular ifanim. Dorish, so Rebbe darshins, shahaprat peirish shel klal. The prat is explaining the klal to the T. Ve'ein bechlal elamashe beprat. So memele, if I have a klal uprat, I say v'lokachto, you should take. What should I take? Marzeya. You should take a marzeya. That's it. You need, if it's only a klal uprat, ein bechlal elamashe beprat. So memele, so then it would be only a marzeya, not any kli matris, only this kli matris. V'chi chozar v'kolal, but now I have a klal afterwards. So we have to realize a klal prat or klal is really a combination of two limudim. It's a klal or prat, which yisod is Mimayit the klal orishin, that it's ein bechlal elo mashe beprat. Now we have a prat to klal, which we have the klal is moisef on the prat. You don't need dumya the prat. But a klal prat, a klal is a combination of these two things. We have a klal or prat, so we need dumya the prat. And then we have another klal, so we end up with a kshore. That in the klal there's more than the prat, but it should be dumya the prat. V'chozar v'kolal lehoisef loch b'klal achin elo ha-doyme leprat. We're marbe doyme leprat. So memele, so doyme leprat means that it has to be a metal instrument. That is Shitas Rebbe, so therefore Rebbe said the marzeya has to be made out of matris. Rabbi Yossi de Rabbi Yehuda, Dorish Ribuye Umiyute. He darshins Ribuy Umiyute. That means when it says a generality and a particular oifen, so this, he does not darshin this Bederech Klal Prato Klal, he darshins it Ribuy Miyut Veribuy. And we'll see this amurdike chilek in this oifen hadrash. V'lokachto ribo. It's a riboy. Everything. Marzeya miyit. That's a miyit. So if it would stop over here, I would say, from this alone, I would say, it's miyit the riboy in its ke'ein hamiyut. So without a riboy basra, I would say that a kli matris, you need a kli matris, but that's it. You amab everything, and then I'm a mayit ke'ein hamiyit, which means kli matris. But now I have another ribuy. Ba'ozno yabadeles chozar v'ribo. So now you have another ribui. Is ribo umiyet v'ribo, ribo hakel. So we're marbe everything. You don't need dumye de prab. My Rabbi, Rabbi, call me li. My miyet. So what is the miyet coming? You only mamayet one thing. A ribo, if the oifen adrash goes ribo imit veribo, so at the ribo ibasa we mabe everything, and the meat is only mamayit one thing, and one thing my meat, miyit sam. That it has to be a nekev that is made by de koyach ha'odom. Not through some, which it seems this was a type of an acid that made a hole in the skin by itself, in the ear by itself. So that is posel l'ritzia. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, ribuye umiyute. Ein haprat peirushe shel klal. He holds, we don't say that the prat is a perish of the klal. Shetaymar, you should say, ein bechlal elo ma shebeprat. That's it. Lokachto marzeya. That's it. Only a marzeya. Elo mu'ute hubo. It's coming to whittle down the generality which could be derived from the ribui. Lefi shebechlal, from the klal alone, from the ribui alone, haya marbe es hakol, I'd be marbe everything. Ubo hamiyet achav loymar, boze uchi yoytze boy. Something similar to this, kalal tiloch. Hilkach, if you dashen ribui umiyet, afilu loychozo uk v'kalal. Hoyisi mevi ke eina prat. I would darshan already ke eina prat. Bechi chozar veribo. Now that I have another ribo, is riba hakol. So I marbe everything. Lemit loch elo dovo echad. I'm only memayit one thing. Umesore yakosim lechachomim. Eze dovo haroi lemayit min haklau. And the chachomim have to figure out which thing is the most unsimilar to the prat perish miyit mamayit ktsas mimashmoy miyit sam when mamayit asit shloyitain sam al oznoi viyinak beno should not put sam on his ear and it'll make a hole. It's not at all similar to Amartzeya. Because by Amartzeya, the hole comes about a day koyach odom. And by Sam, by acid, the hole comes about by itself. So that is what we are memayit. Omama. Now let's continue further. Hamarzeya, it said, Hamarzeya, Lohovi Marzeya Hagodol. This is coming to say a large Marzeya. Now, what is the Indian of a large Marzeya? So the Tosfos HaRosh shed some light over here. She'ene Reitzeya Elo Chitech. It seems the other things make holes. In this large one cuts. It doesn't, it seems the oifen that what is made through this instrument, it makes a hole derech chituch v'loy derech ritziye v'nekev. So, and I have a ribuy on this. Ha marzeya, the marzeya hagodol is also good. That's a ribuy from the hay. My mashme, ki the omar rove hayerech, it says, by git hanoshe, it says git hayerech. So we learn hayerech, amyumeneshe biyerech, the right yerech, the choshe biyerech. Hachinami ha marzeya, miyuchit shebe marzoy. This is the miyuchet shebe matzoy, but some says was mistama a gigantic matzaya, and this is what we are marbe. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says hayerech miyumin shebe yerech beperk yidhan noshe. Rabbi Yehuda oimer einoyeg elo ba'achas. Rabbi Yehuda says that the gid is only on one yerech. So now, which yerech? Vadas macha shel yamin. It mistava is the right yerech. V'yalef lo mehei da ha yerech. V'dorash ha yerech cheshuva shebi yalchus. V'chosh shebi yerech. Zog te gemore weiter. Oma rabolozo yudin beribi. Rabolozo yudin Rivi was the god of Adur. Hoyodoyre, she, now we're going to speak about where in the Oizen is the Ritzia made. Hoyodoyre, Shein Reutzin, and Reutzin Ella Bemilse. The Ritzia is only made in the soft chelik of the ear, the bottom chelik of the ear. Chamim Aimrim, Ein Eved Ivri Koyen Nirza, Im Neishenase Balmum. We have a klal that we cannot make a ritzia in a koyin, because that will make him a balmum. So the Gemara asks, v'yei osa balmum. So let him become a balmum. What's Amzei Pshat in this paraisa? That means the raya of the chachamim is very good. Vaistois, the hole is made in a place that he becomes a balmum, and that's in the cartilage of the ear. But what is Amzei Pshat in this aloche, that an Eved Kohen cannot become a Nirza because he'll become a Balmum? So he'll become a Balmum. What's the problem? Omar Rabbe Barav Shila Omar Kro. The Pasuk says, after the Avdus, Vishov El Mishpachtoi Lemurzik Shebe Mishpachtoi. It seems the Chosek, the Maila that he had in his Mishpacha till now should remain. So if before he was capable of doing the Avodah, now he can't do the Avodah anymore, so it's not v'shavol mishpachta, so therefore we cannot make him a nirza. God, I saw in Mishnah Salah, for example, the Mishnah Melech, if he was a balmum already, then you could make him a nirza in a chanami. The Chamam are just bringing a raya from this barai, so where you make the nekev. If you would make it on the bottom of the ear, so then you never become a balmum. Let us see Rashi. V'yei osa balmum. Uma bekach. The Gemara is takasha on this beraisa that is no din retzia because he becomes a balmum. So the Gemara is uma bekach. Aloi ritzia mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. So in Mishnah Salevi, he's ma'ira, we have to understand Rashi is saying something over here. That means, the Gemara didn't know yet of this drash v'shavar mishpachtoi, that he has to be able, after the avdus, to return to what he was before. That's Gemara's teres. The Makshin didn't know of this drash. So he said, so let him become a balmum. Let him become a balmum. So Rashi says, pshat the kash is because it's a mitzvah. Ritzi is a mitzvah. Fine. And if it's not a mitzvah, there's a problem for becoming a balmum. I mean, why by a koyin does this have to be injected in the kash? Well, I understand you can't make a koyin a balmum, but this is a mitzvah. I mean, why? And then if it's not a mitzvah, you can also make him a balmum. If you're unaware of this drash of shavu mishpachtoi, so how does mitzvah come in? Mitzvah, mahel, since it's a mitzvah, this would be permissible. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Iboilu, Eved Ivri Koyin, Mao Shayim Soloi Rabboi Shivcho Knanis. Nu Sugya. Like this, we have a heter of an Eved Ivri, is Mutta B'Shivcho. What if he's an Eved Ivri Koyim? Is he Mutta B'Shivcho Knanis? Do I say chiddushu? The whole heter of a shivcha knanis is a chiddush. That means by a Yisrael, it's also a chiddush. It's la'ir kodesh. It's an isa deraisa to be with a shivcha. The Torah was matters. He's a koyin. No, so loishna kahanim v'loishna Yisrael. As the Torah was said, it's mutter, so it's mutter. Oydil me shani kahanim. Hoyu v'ribem akosav mitzvahs yisayres. Kahanim are different. They have a new shulchan aruch. They have a different shulchan aruch. They have different. What is mutter for a yid is not mutter for them. So mamela, so could be this heter was never given to an eved ivri akayim. Ashayl iboilu. So we have here machloikis. Rav Omar Mutter. Rav said it's Mutter. Ushmuel Omar Osa. Shmuel said it's Osa. Omar Le Rav Nachman Le Rav Onan. Now Rav Nachman had a very sharp taina on Rav Onan, who was a Talmud of Shmuel. He said, Ki Havisu Beima Shmuel. You are learning by Shmuel. Beis Kumderi Itlalisu. You were playing with slugs. What were you doing over there? Shmuel said that it's asa for a kohen, and you kept quiet. Yeah, that's what the rabbi said. It's asa for a kohen. You should have jumped down his neck. My time, oloy time, oloy meho. Why didn't you ask a kasha? V'chachom imaymum en eved ivri kohen nirza. It's a baraisa. That an eved ivri koyin can't become an irsam nation nasa balmum. So that means the only reason why an eved ivri koyin can't be an irsam, because he'll become a balmum. V'im taimein rabbi moiseloi shivcha knanis. If you'll say that an eved ivri koyin is also a shivcha knanis, say, stop saying can't be an irsam. Don't tell me long this, because he'll become a balmum. V'shavar mishpachte. The type of claim to be in on a half day is a doini vest, ishti vest bonai. The whole parsha of Nirza goes with a request. A half day is ishti vest bonai. If he's a kohen, and according to Shmuel, he's also to marry a shivcha, so he can't be a Nirza to begin with. The whole din of Ritzi only works with a request that a half day is ishti vest bonai. And if he's never permitted to marry a shivche, so he can't be a nilsa. So the price is to say, Tami Malz Mumin. So how were you sitting in the shir of Shmuel, and he says such a locha that it's also, and you kept quiet. You were playing there. You weren't listening. That's what he had a taina to Rav Onan. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, chidishu shehiter shivche knanis li Yisrael. So it's not chilek mashna le kahanim yet. Biskundri itlaliso leitisam leiv letaktik bishmuaschem. You didn't pay attention to hear what the shir is about. Elokim misachkim besavsev. You're busy absolutely playing with slugs. Vim taime rabbi meisle shivcha knanis lomeli taime mneisha nasa balmum. You have to say a reason that he's not a nirtza because he becomes a balmum. Belavo chinami lishaych retziye. De beino nahavti yezishti. That's a nirtza. It can only be a nirtza with this request. And if he doesn't have the request, he can't be a nirtza. So finish. Shmuel's abgefragt. Is ausgespart from this bereise that Rabbi Moiseloi Shivcha Knanis. Fine. Iboilu. Now we'll have a similar shaila. Koyin mal bayefastoya. Is a koyin permitted to take a yefastoya? Chiddushu. Now, this whole pasha of yefastoya is a chiddush. So, memeila in the Torah was matter. Loishna koyin, veloishna yisrael. This was matter. I mean, so memeila, so to the yisrael is also osa. Now, Agavuche, let me just mention the Ha'ore. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, I saw, is also a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? She's a Goite. No, a Goite, Betzine, is Bezen Shal Shem Gozlu, or Bezen Shal Chashmenoi Gozlu, Nashkaz, Minatoire, Tavke, Befahesye, is Kanoim Poigen, Boy Betzine, there's no Isa de Reise, Roy Vrishainem Hol. So Memele, so the Ritva here asks the Kashe, the Ritva here asks the Kashe, so what's the Chiddush by Yisrael? I mean, it's not an advisable shidduch, that is for sure. But the Gemara is saying, we see a chiddush hakro, that the Torah was matter, an iser d'iraisa, you have to say it. So the yes is no iser d'iraisa. As they fact, the Ritva and the Kasha. Enfer and Teisa Rosh is the Kasha. So they both answer, that we'll see later, that he takes the Sifas Torah, in the middle of the Mulchama, where he saw Bashiv Yaisha Yifas Torah, and he takes her, and this is in the Mulchama where he's taking her, everybody knows. This is not, he doesn't go off for a furlough now, where he tells the Sar Tzvo, I'm taking off for a few days. He's in the Mulchama, and so he's Miyachad Amokim, and he's Boil her. So, but everyone knows this. So this is called Faresia. This is Faresia. It's Kanoim Poigimboy. So, and the Torah was matter. The Torah was matter, as we'll see later. Dibra Torah Kneged Yetzer Hara. So, Al Kaponim, the Torah was matter. So, if the Torah was matter, Chilek, Ayin is also, and the Torah was matter. So, Mali Yisrael, Mali Goyim. That's how the Ritva says, Pshat Ligamore. That's an Isra Diraisus, is called Faresia. Oy dilme nana shani kahanim oyl ribe be mitzvos yeseres. A coin is another suk. A coin is ribe mitzvos yeseres. What is mutter for a yid is not mutter for a coin. For a coin, we have to be more machme. So memele. So we have a shayla. What's the di? We have a machleikis, the same machleikis. Rav omar mutter. Ushmul omar osa. That it's awesome. Zok the Gemara. Bebiyari shayne the kula. So now we have two shaynes in the Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. Bebiyari shayne the kula amaloi pligi de shari. The first biya is mutter. Loi dibra teure ele keneged yeitzer hara. I mean, the heter is also a different heter. I mean, we'll see later, really the teure wasn't supposed to be matter. But if you won't be matter, it's going to be will be over beisa. The Torah, there's a Mordek Evot from Cheskel Abramsky. Cheskel Abramsky says, there's one place in the Torah that the Torah saw that a person is unable to be Oymed ben Nisoyin, the Torah was matter. So what's it? Means, well, I'm the maker Nisar and he can't be Oymed ben Nisoyin, but Vaisas, all other Nisyanis is Bekoyach for a person to be Oymed. In one place, it's not because of the behavior. So the Torah was matter. Fartik, this is a matzev that he's not capable of being oimed ben Nisoyin. So the Gemara says like this. So the Bi'er Rishayin, we're speaking about Ledibo Torah Kneged Yetzer Hara. So Memele, you can't say it will be machma by the Koyin. The Koyin also is a Yetzer Hara. Misha Godel Mechavera Yitzray Godel Emeno. Boss probably is a bigger Yetzer Hara. So Memele, so the Bi'er Rishayin, we have to be matter for the Kaino. So there's nothing what to talk about in the first lashon. Ki pligi be Bi'er Shniya. But there's a Bi'er Shniya also. There's a Mameisa, Techbeisa, a ganze Meise. Rav Omar Mutter. Listen, the Torah was matter. The whole thing is a Chiddush. The Torah was matter. So it's Mutter for Kaino also. Shmuel Omar also. Rav Omar Mutter, Hoyo v'ishteri, ishteri. The Torah was matter the first beer ready, so made the matter ready, ishteri. It wasn't a glad kosher heter, but it was a heter, but it was matter ready, some meila. Ushmul Omar Osa, the Havio Logi Yeres. Ugiyeris lekayim lechos. I mean, there's a problem over here. She's a giyeris, and there's we'll see soon in Taisvus Pshat in this Gemara. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Mal b'yifas toya b'mulchama. Muta k'dem aforish vozul. Dibra toira. Lo yi tirosa ela b'shvil yeitzer hara. Shim lo yi atira yaver ala azore. K'di yalef l'kame. If you won't be mata, he'll be yaver. B'nirsiv yifas toya. Why did the Torah tell us how beautiful she is? Sheitzahorim is Garaboy. Hilkach v'koyin nami ika l'meichesh l'yetzer hara v'shalye. So the shayla is b'biyishniye shekvar niskar ruchay. Then already it's azoi. It's by the biyishniye already. It's niskar ruchay. Fine. Let us see Taisvis. B'biyishniye. Now that's the second lashon. That is the second lashon. Agavuch, I'd just like to mention one vote. I once asked Akasha, and I said a teretz, and then later, be'etzim, or simula ha'ora, I found the Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas Achrei Mois. The Gemara relates Taisus on Daf Chav Beis, Bigzana Gemara in Sanhedrin, that David the Melech took a Yifas Toyer. Macha was a Yifas Toyer. He took Heva. Now, the Ramban and the Parshas Kiseitze says that the whole head of Yifas Toyer was Le Dibra Toyer El Kneged Yetzer Hara. That means if a person did not have this Nisoyin, so there's no heter. This is only if he's in such a matzav that the Yetzer Hara is twisting him around his fingers, and this is the matzav. If you won't be matter, you'll have to do it better. And that is a heter. That's klar. The ledibur Torah ella k'neged Yetzer Hara. David HaMelech said, "The libi cholal bekirbi." He killed his Yetzer Hara. He killed him. I said, "Libi cholal bekirbi." If David the Melech killed his Yetzer Hara, so he doesn't have a Yetzer Hara anymore. So he doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. How did he ever have to take a Yifas Toyer? This Kasha once asked. So I wanted to say a Teretz. There's a Mirdike Goin in Mishlei. The Goin in Mishlei says there are two Yetzer Haras. There's a Yetzer Hara Mibifnim. Everyone has his own Yetzer Hara Mibifnim. And then there's a Yetzahore Mibachutz. That means the surroundings, the environment of the person. There's a besundere Yetzahore there's a Yetzahore Mibachutz. Which a person is tremendously influenced by the outside world. Many in Yonim. There's a Merdike Maise from the Dubna Magid and the Goin. The Magid told the Vilna Goin learned in his room. He had a room that was a sealed room. The shutters were put down. He never used to go out of the room. He used to learn in his room. That was the Vilna Goin. So the Dubna Magid came over to the Vilna Goin and he told him, he'd be fine by when Avraham Avinu was mispalel on Stein. He said, "In Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim B'Soicha Ir." If there are 50 tzadikim in the city, what did he mean to say in the city? You know what in the city means? That the 50 tzadikim in the metropolis of the city, they're surrounded by all this doimniks, and there 50 tzadikim. That's a kunz to be B'Soicha Ir and. To be 50 tzaddikim, that's what Avraham Avinu was mispalu. Vilna Goin, he said, it's a kunst to be in your daladamas, not to go out to be a Vilna Goin. Go out to the streets of Vilna, and then let's see if you'll be a Vilna Goin. That's what the Dubna Magid told him. So the Goin told him, "I did not come on this world to make kunst." That was what he told him. "I did not come to be a tightrope walker. That is not my tachlis. My tachlis is to avoid averis. And if that's how I can avoid averis, that's it. So I'm going to be a maitalad damas. That's right. It's moiridik to be... I once said that that is pshat we say in Malhanisim. We say the nest that occurred. We say the nest that occurred in them. So it says, Rabin biyad ma'atim. Oh, that's a nest. That a minute amount of Eden fighting a multitude of Yevonim. Rabin biyad ma'atim. Giboyrim biyad chalosh. That's also a nest. And Geboirim, and these are Chaloshim, we have to understand, Bishas, they're fighting, the Yevonim were Geboirim, and they were Chaloshim. And the Baruch Hu made a Nes, also a Nes. Then it says, Tmeyim biyat Tahoirim, Rishoyim biyat Tzadikim. So what's the Nes over here? What's the big Nes? What's the Nes? So he wanted to say, that was the Nes. It was Tmeyim Biyat, they were in the Tmeyim were in the hands of the Tahirim, the Rishoyim were in the hands of the Tzadikim, and they did not become affected from them. He was still a Tzadik and still a Tahirim. That's also a Nes. That's a Kuntz, to remain Tahir, to remain a Tzadik, and you have the Rosh in front of him with all his riches. If all is tumen to remain thus, that was a Nes also. Anyway, so the Goyin says that there is a Yetzahore mibachutz. There's a Yetzahore mibachutz. A new Yetzahore. So Memele, Leidibra Toir Ele Keneged Yetzahore, we're speaking about Kiseitze Le Mulchom Aloivecha Veroisa. That's speaking about Yetzahore mibachutz. He's exposed to the tumis ha'amim. He's exposed to this. Then David HaMelech said, Libi cholal bekirbi, bekirbi, the Yetzahore mibifnim, that he took care of. But the Yetzahore mibachutz, that you can't, that is not so easy to take care of. So therefore David HaMelech also took a yefastoya, and Bemison, the Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas Achimois, also Teich Dvorov mentions this, even though it's Liboy Cholak Bekirbi, but Vereisa, then forget about it. Al Koponim, so the Gemara says like this, that the Biyah Rishoyin, no Shaila, the Biyah Rishoyin is Ichamuta, the Biyah Shniye, so could be, so Rav says the Svohoyo Veishteri Ishteri, And Shmuel says no. There's a new Isser over here. There's an Isser there only in one matter, the Isser Goite, but here there's a Gieres. That's the first loss. Let us see what Rashi says. Sagt Rashi, Rashi says before, Koyin also, Begiyore shahisa zoyne koidem. This is about in Mechudish Tekerashi, that the Yisrael zoyne by Giyores is because she was mezana before. That's how Psarashi seems to learn. Abi fastoye ben mulchama mutatim forish va'ozo. And then we said the next Rashi said, fine. Now let us go further. Ike di amri. Now we have a second lashon. Bebi yishniye kulam aloi pligi dasire. By the second biye, everyone agrees. There's no machlokes. We don't see this for hoyl v'shteri yishteri. The second biya, she's a zayna, she's a giyores. There's no suffix. She's awesome. The havel a giyores. So everyone agrees. It seems we pass like the second lotion. The biya, ki pligi bebiya rishayna. The whole machlokes is bebiya rishayna. Rav amamuta. That's Rav says the heter with logic. The lay dibra teyo k'neged yitzer hara. So I mean, listen. I mean, we were matter. If you won't be matter, be over the Israel. So I mean, so you have to be matter by kain also. Ushmul amar also kol heichet the kerine be va'aveisa uteich beisecho kerine be v'risa b'ashivya. There's a drash. There's a drash. A smiches. Kalechid lekrine bei Bebeis, alter beisach lekrine bei Berisa Bashivim. Zogt Rashi, krine bei Berisa, Bebeis, alter beisach, lekaimo, to keep her. Kerina bei Voreisa Bashivya Utroloi Bameshinosanainaba. Yeah. Taisvis. Bebi Yoshniya Kulam Maloi Pligido. So this is the second lotion. Now, a shifre knanis is mutter. We pass in that it's mutter. Never divri kain is mutter be shifre knanis. The first be the second be is mutter. After his sixty is born, I mean is mutter. The ab be shni shari. The tais of shmuler. That means when we matter a shifre, so we have here we matter for Yisrael, matter nisa deraisa, the biyishniyah, the biyishlishes, there's an nisa deraisa for Yisrael, and we will matter it, for matter it for Yisrael, matter the isa for Kanem also. Rutanami gabi koin, avol hoche, the chishori gabi Yisrael, ain't kan chidish. That means the biyishniya is after geiris already, so memela. So there's no chiddush by a yid that it's mutter. So memela, the first bi is the lidi mutter, but the second bi is already it's after the achik kolam aisim. Gabi kain asur mitam zoyne. Va'af al pishim is geiris bal kocho. So Taisa says, nah, there's a chiddush in for the yid also, because there's no. The whole geiris, we don't ask her if she wants to be a geiris or not. We force her. This is a forced geiris. Okay, that tonight that we need by every geiris, we need the rotzen of the geir. Good, so that doesn't apply by a yefas toya. But noch alle meises, she's a geiris. So Taisu says that's the difference. A koyin, that is the difference. A koyin, a Yisrael after the geiris. Masha ain kain by Masha ain kain by a koyin. There's still Yisurim, so therefore we're not matar biyishniyah. According to everyone, according to the second lashon. Zot the Gemara weiter, Tano Rabbono, v'ro'iso ba'shivyo, b'shas shviyo. The whole heter is v'ro'iso b'shas shviyo. Zot Rashi, what does this mean? B'shas shviyo, v'ris kirin, Bisha Shviya, im nosan mitchila einobo. If Bisha Shviya, the minute she was captured, im nosan mitchila einobo, so then we were matter. V'loi shelokcho lemoicho. But if Bisha she captured her, there was no intent bechlal of the Risa Bashivya, he's taking her. Lemoicho, oile shivche, vacharkach nosan einobo. Later, if she started, pitpet by Yitzra Yaro, then there's no heter. Navke the Risa Bashivya, the minute he took her already, there was this nisoyim. Eishes, bafilu eishes ish. Achidish, afilu, this goite is married. It's also mutter. Now let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis. Eishes afilo eishes ish. Va'af api dein ishus bekusis kedi isa perik dalet mises. Says eishes chayeyu b'lei eishes acherim. Mikol mokim ike asei dechsi v'dovat be'ishtoi b'lei be'eishes chaveire. So Taisvis and Sanhedrin Dachsim is a little clearer. Taisvis and Sanhedrin says like this. There's a miut. Ish as yinefesh eishes ish as eishes chayeyu dachsmi state dafke eishes chayeyu from a yid, not from a goy. So the chiv misa by eishes ish is only by yidish eishes ish. Alav but is only by a Yiddish Eishes Ish. By a Goyish Eishes Ish, there's no lav and there's no misa. But Taisa says there is an assay, which the assay applies sai by a Goy, sai by Yid, the Dovet Beishtoi, Vilei Beishes Chaveri. So Memele, so that's the Chiddush over here. Even though there is a new problem over here if she's married, she's an Eish, so there's an Issa, Isser Asay of Aishas Beishte Vloy Beishas Chaveiro Avapikain by the Torah was matter this also. Yefas Toya. Now the Pasuk is telling us that she's beautiful. Why do we have to know this? The Pasuk is telling us why the Torah was matter. Mutav sheyechlu Yisrael basar t'musais shchutais. It is preferable for a yid to eat basar t'musais. Basar t'musais means that they're deathly sick, but they're still alive. So it's better to eat such behemoths with shchita. Good, it's not better than. Ba'yechlo basar temusais neveles. Ida neveles is a nevela, it's a nevela. So therefore, the Torah was matter. The Torah bent backwards to be matter this, that it should be. It's not preferable, but al kaponim, there's a heter on it. Let's see what Rashi says. Yifas toya. The Pasuk isn't telling us that she's beautiful. I mean, the Pasuk is telling us why we were matter. This was a shvera heter. The mutav shechli saw basar t'musa shchutais. Basar misukene shchute. Even though this meat is very most, the behemoth is 3/4 dead already. Which it seems is speaking about this type of meat. Temusas means it's the deathly thing. Yeah, baita. Vechoshakto. Now it says another thing. Vechoshakto. So we darshan from this. Another thing. If she's not Noah, but it's for Chashakta, so you have a heta. Ba, v'loi ba bechavoto. That means this is not a wholesale heta. One. We're mata, one yefastaya, that's it, not two. V'lo kachto, l'kuchin yesh l'chobo. You can marry her, kedushin is taifis. L'cho le'isha, Shloikach shtei noshim achas loy veachas loaviv. And here's the father eichet zinin. He say, "Oh, achas loy veachas lovnoi." No. You just take for yourself. Don't be mezake adin. Vaveisa melamed shloyul chatzena b'milchama. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi. Bechashakta bechishkei tola akasim afilu einei no if it's bechashakta v'loi bo bechavata shlo yikach shtai lekuchin yesh lachbo kedushin toifsim. So it's telling us that kedushin is toifis v'af al pi shahoysa yvedes kechom shlefta chidish she's a goite shrei eina miskayeres midait. What do you mean she's a goite? There's a geres. Rashi says that's not a geres. She's a goite. And she arein miskayeres midait. Lachad le lacherim shloi kachena le tzerech acherim kugain oviv. Shloi yecholtzena b'mulchome love yoleom. Let us just see the top taisvis. Hachi garsinen shloi kachena le oviv v'loi livnoi. Loi garsinen shtayim achas loi vachas loviv. Loi achas loi vachas livnoi. The mayiri is shtayim. And for lachas loviv nami yave osor. Yeso, the lachod arshinin, the whole letter is bavke, the lachachto lachod.